Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. So this is Lisa Beachy, and funny thing happened on the way to work today. I'm just kidding. That's actually just my desk. But you know what's really interesting? I got up, started scrolling through my phone, and I realized even though I canceled the Blog Talk Radio subscription, it's still going. And I thought, that's interesting, because if you follow me whatsoever, you know I'm very inconsistent with what I do and how I do it. I just kind of go by the way of guidance. I think it's all those years as a corporate person being stuck to schedules and scheduling everybody else and, you know, feeling all of that responsibility over the years. I've kind of peeled that back in my light work. But I really did take this kind of as a divine guidance, because I was like, you know what? I am kind of over social media. A lot of you guys that follow me know this. I do angelic guidance. I create meditations through YouTube. I sell them on my website. And I give personal readings, right? So through the years, as we all do, I've morphed and changed and grown and been slightly disgusted by the corporate world, having been in it for so long. And a lot of the things with Facebook and Twitter. I'm not even on Twitter. I have my posts roll over into Twitter, but I've always stayed away from it, and current events really make me stay away from it. It's just corporate greed, right? So, but it is something also that we tend to, that's how we connect. So I am on those things, but as the last couple of years have happened, I've had, and especially just recently, I had people, there's so many companies now, marketing companies and kind of slime balls. I found sites that were just scraping my original content and posting it as their own. I just kind of got disillusioned by the internet. And so while I love you guys as always, and I want to share my information, I want to share what the angels are connecting with, I just don't have the stomach for marketing and all of that stuff. I used to love it. I used to love it when the internet was new and shiny and still personal. So as I started kind of like, why am I rambling about this? Well, because you know what? This is going to be my show. I've decided probably a half an hour once a week, maybe whatever feels guided for me. We're going to kind of take a look at what the angels want to say sometimes, sometimes what Lisa wants to say. We're just going to really see where it goes and all of that. I was creating YouTube videos for a long time, but you know, honestly, the setup and everything else is just a pain in the butt. And this seems pretty easy. If I can record it whenever I feel like I've got time, if I'm in between readings or family stuff, because I got three kids and all that other stuff, you know what? I might just do it. I might just record it. Maybe a look ahead every Monday morning and 9 o'clock Monday mornings and see where we go for the week ahead and that kind of thing. Make sure you sign up for my email. If you go to lisabeachy.com, I have created a new email service. And to get away from, I do post daily kind of messages here and there on Facebook and Instagram. Those are really the only two I'm on anymore. You can see them on Twitter because, like I said, it rolls over. But I am so over trying to keep up with the latest and greatest new thing. You know what I mean? I'm too old for that. I've just decided I'm just too old for that. So, yeah, this is what I'm doing. So sign up for my email newsletter. A lot of people are wanting to leave Facebook. I get those messages all the time. It is disgusting and dripping with greed. And the things they do with our private information is just the. But it is a necessary evil when you have a business. So I, you know, if you're wanting to get off Facebook, or maybe you just, you know, 1% of my posts on my Facebook page, unless you hit that little be notified first at the top of my page, in your feed, then you won't see them. So you can join the original Angel Tribe group. People that support me on Patreon get free Reiki every Friday night. That is my my original Angel Tribe group, because someone stole the Angel Tribe name as soon as I created it. You know, it's just, that's the stuff I get sick of. I've been in the lightworking year, you know, business for years and years and years. And I know a lot of you guys have been with me forever, and I love you and I appreciate you. But I'm so disgusted by the corporate greed of lightworking business as well. Publishers, everything else sometimes. And it's just, people get caught up in trying to live. I get it. Been there, done that. But I've also created other sources of income in the last few years where I don't have to depend on it. So, and of course, you know, be debt free. If you're not in debt, you're not as beholden to kind of having to, I don't know, lower your integrity of values of what you're willing to do, because we are doing God's work. We are doing God's work. And I get a lot of criticism on this as well. The angels work for God. We can definitely connect with them. We can pray. We don't pray to angels, and God deserves the glory, and the creator of all it is, or whatever you want to personally label it. You will get offended if you are being very strict on how you believe things should be worded, that sort of thing here, because I definitely am a double Aries and I have my opinions on how things go. Doesn't mean they're right, because the truth is we're not going to know till we die and we get to cross over and transition over and kind of check, do our fact checking. But I ask that you be open. You be open to you taking what you believe. Maybe you get a nugget of information of what this show offers, and then figure it out for yourself. Go investigate. Go to Google. I'll tell you what I was raised with, what I like, what I believe, what I've gleaned from probably close to 20,000 readings at this point in my lifetime with other people in spirit. So I literally have 20,000 recordings, so it's not a number I'm making up. I talk to spirit a lot every day, and this is kind of where I come from it. I know that they bring me people that resonate with me so I can help them, and they bring people to other people that resonate with them. It's a God thing, right? So don't get so hung up on your ego or your right and wrong kind of, how you think it should be delivered. If I don't resonate with you, click away. That's perfectly where I am in my life at this point. And if you're staying, rock on. Let's go. Let's hang this, let's go with it and see what spirit is going with. This is what it's going to be. I'm going to talk. I'm going to have weird opinions that you might not always agree with. I really don't care if yours are against mine. Don't need to hear them. It's okay. I'm so over the internet. It's just really like we are so divisive and we are so stuck in our egos at this point. And I'm going to say America, but really the world. You need to be open. Just be open to appreciating that people are where they are. They have their beliefs. That's if we can learn acceptance in the world today and move on of people, just, hey, that's you. I don't always agree with you, but I accept you, and I hope you accept me, and let's move on, right? We don't need to belittle or troll or whatever you want to talk about any of that. That's not what this is about. So, I'll accept you if you accept me. If you don't like it, bye-bye. It's okay. Not hurt by that at all. It just means I don't resonate with you. And that's good too. You know what? That's cool. There's a lot of people that I don't resonate with that I just click away. It's okay. I do have an issue with praying to angels. That's something that is coming up so much in the world today, and it's really just a way to sell a new book. And that, you know what, if you pray to angels or invoke them or whatever you want to call it, invoking is different. Invoking is like calling somebody in to work with them or asking them to kind of help you. Praying is when you're worshiping. That is my definition of prayer. Do not worship angels. They are working for God. God should be worshiped. Whatever your word for God is, you should be worshiping the creator of all that is, the one God. So that is where my belief system stays. Okay. I am also a big believer in Christ. I do believe that Jesus Christ was part of God that came down here. I also play around with different versions of prophets that may have also come from God to be sent down here to work for God. So I'm open to all of it. But I was raised Pentecostal, so that's just kind of how I roll. I don't disagree with anything you disagree with. I figure you have your belief systems, that's between you and God. It's cool. It's cool, dude. Like, just let it go. So now that we kind of have set the basis of where we're going and what we're doing, I think I'm going to, because it is a Monday morning, and I think I'm going to schedule my little podcasts for Monday mornings. I think I'm going to give a little reading. I do. I'm not going to take calls for readings. This is a pre-recorded beforehand thing. Don't email me for free readings. Okay? I'm busy. I'm really busy. I probably won't reply. Please don't email me for guidance. Don't email me to help you, to teach you, to kind of do your work for you. If you want a reading, book a reading with me. I'd love to talk to you. We will carve out some time. That's an energy exchange. That's my time and gifts for your time and needing knowledge and connecting. That's why I do it that way. Please don't email me with your cut and pasted that you've sent to 15 different people, but you're not really hearing any answers that come back to you. One, that's how you're going to get scammed. You're going to have all of these like shady psychics telling you to buy a $500 candle. Don't do that. Like if you need help, book a reading with somebody, probably not me at that point. If you're somebody that cuts and pastes 50 people the same, hey, woe is me, but I'm not really open to what I need to hear. I just want to see what I can get for free. Don't book a reading with me. It's just, you won't like the effect there. I'll come at it really disgruntled and frustrated, and that's not the energy we do readings in. I'm just realizing this is coming off really harsh, but you know what? Mama Lisa has hit this point where we need to do our work this year. We need to do our work this year. And we really need to, like, that's why I decided to kind of do snapshot readings on Monday mornings. And if you're listening to this a year later, this is obviously a reading that you need. Obviously, your angels have brought you to this. So if you need this kind of little message from the angels and spirit at this point, obviously you're here for that. Okay? So, first and foremost, I'm going to use the Archangel Michael deck by Doreen Virtue. It's a Hay House deck. If you want to purchase it, that's why I'm just letting you know where it's from. Archangel Michael's my bud. He is a good friend of mine, as he is with many of you, because he is the angel that starts out with a lot of us. I think Archangel Michael, we have fear and trepidation about how we're moving forward in our life, and Archangel Michael is the angel that definitely shows up for us. And he's usually the stronger energy. He's the one that breaks through and lets us feel safe and secure. So that's why Archangel Michael is so many of us, we've been so connected with him. So that's why that is. The first card that I pulled is a present moment card. What do you need to know in this present moment? What do we need to know about what's going on right now in our lives? And again, if you're listening to this, Michael very likely brought you here for that reason. Your spiritual team brought you here for that reason. Second one we're going to do is the action that you need to take and then how to go forward in the week. Sound good? Sounds good. Okay. To me too. Thanks. I thought so. I am drinking coffee because it's early here in LA. So I am doing that. But the first card is decide to be happy now. What do we need to know in the present moment? Archangel Michael comes in and he very lovingly says, snap out of it. Snap out of it. You need to choose to be happy. There's so many things going on in your life that are an illusion. It's your mind, it's the frustration, it's the resentment, it's the fear, it's everything that you have going on right now in a situation that maybe you feel a bit overwhelmed in. If you are having financial problems, relationship problems, family problems, work problems, all of the above, what's the common denominator? It's the mindset that you're in. And it's really important because Archangel Michael needs you to know that you simply need to choose happiness. Choose to be happy. We really need to open our heart to the happiness and joy that is available to us at all times simply by taking a deep breath, releasing all the frustration of the day that we're having, and really saying, in this moment, all is well. I'm going to be happy. You're in the middle of a situation right now that you feel a little overwhelmed in, that maybe you feel is, maybe you don't think about it every single day. Maybe it's not on the top of your brain, but it's definitely weighing heavy on that energy in the back of the mind where you are always, maybe you're really resentful or frustrated, or you have a bad relationship with somebody that they just trigger you. They just trigger you so bad, and you're just like, God, what is it? Like, why can't they do this? Why can't they do that? What do they mean by this? What do they mean by that? Take a deep breath. Let it go. Remember, we were talking a little earlier about having acceptance for people as they are. You need to let go of the fact that they need to conform to your opinion. You have, and the action card that I pulled is perfect. It says, you created the situation, you have the power to change it. So not only is Archangel Michael coming in, he's saying, look, decide to be happy right now. You created this. You created how you're thinking. You've created the disgruntled attitude or energy that you're laying in and that you're sitting in this situation. You are festering and boiling about it, and it's like septic. And the reality is if you simply choose to accept people where they are, realize that maybe you have to agree to disagree. Maybe it's just this beautiful energy of, hey, I can't fix this. I can't change their mind, but I can accept that they're disagreeing with me or they're different than me. Or maybe you just have a gift in an area that maybe somebody doesn't. Maybe you're at work and you just do something better and you're on top of things and you keep waiting for the same person over and over to not deliver. Well, maybe that's your gift. Maybe you have a gift and a way of thinking. You just think differently than that other person. Maybe you feel this kind of false sense of responsibility, or maybe there's a sense of urgency that doesn't come naturally to the other person. Maybe you can just accept that person as they are. You've created the animosity or the frustration or the resentment, or you've created this energy and this wall between the two of you. Maybe you can just choose to accept someone exactly where they are. And let it go. Like, just let it go. Like, is there a way? And also, I'm going to challenge you to think, what's the solution? Like, instead of being really frustrated and angry or resentful towards somebody, what's the solution? What can you do to help them? What can you do to encourage them? What can you do to, maybe it just means walking away. Maybe it means they no longer hold real estate in your head this week. Maybe that's what you choose to do. You just choose to walk away with this. We need you to believe and trust. That's the card going into this week ahead. Now, let's imagine that you have these mystical, magical beings of light that work for God that you could turn this over to and release it. Right? Let's look at this in a different light. Maybe if I just accept the situation as it is, I'm willing to let it go and turn it over to God, and I believe and trust that a miracle or a change of heart or a solution can manifest because I'm not holding so tightly onto this anger and frustration this week, that if I just turn this over and go do what I can do, let me go work on what I can work on, let me focus on what I can do. Let me focus on an area in my life where I do feel as though I'm a benefit and I can let this go. What will happen if you turn this over to higher powerful beings that are way more competent than yourself? What would happen? That's how miracles happen. Just like spoiler alert. That's how miracles happen. So as you go into the week ahead, let's really kind of say, okay, if I completely turn this over, if I am willing to say, I can't do anything about this, I need to release this because it's just deadening and making my energy heavy. It's leeching my strength and my energetic and my spiritual well-being. It's just leeching my joy. I'm going to decide to be happy. I've created the way I feel. I have the power to change how I feel simply by shifting my intention and my thoughts. I'm going to turn this over. And in turning that over to the universe and God and the Creator and saying, look, all right, I've done what I can do. It doesn't benefit me to hold this anymore. I believe and trust that I'm going to turn this over to you. I believe that I can hand this over to you. Please take care of it for the highest good. You may not see the result you expect to see. You may not see any result whatsoever. It may come down the pipeline much years, months, weeks later. But the reality is if you're willing to turn it over and not be attached to the outcome, be willing to say, I have to let this go. Forgiveness is hard. Sometimes that everybody's like, you just need to forgive. You should just forgive. You know what? That's BS, because it's not easy to forgive. The first step is to accept. If you find that you can't forgive somebody, which I agree, forgiveness is awesome, but it's not always realistic, right? So if you could simply choose to accept somebody where they are and work on yourself, let it go. Choose to be happy, turn it over and say, hey, because maybe you are wrong in this situation. Maybe that you're holding on to it because it's too close to home and you don't want to see it in yourself, and that's okay too. But by turning it over, that allows spirit to work it out, and it helps you also work it out. And maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong in the situation, but the reality is you're stuck in your viewpoint. So what you need to do is accept everybody where they are this week. Believe and trust that the highest good is going to come, and you don't need to see what that is because you're now going to focus your energy on what's important in front of you. You're going to focus it on the people in your life that really love and cherish you, and you're going to focus your energy where it is valued, right? And you're going to value your own energy, and you're going to love your own energy, and you're going to really just say, okay, cool. I accept this where it is, okay? That is for the week ahead, and it's awesome because there's such freedom in letting go. And if you really allow yourself to let this go, it's all good. Now, I have a little meditation that's on my YouTube channel. I'm going to do my best to kind of splice it in here, and we're going to take some time to just kind of sit with Archangel Michael and cut some cords. We're going to clear our energy, and then we're going to move on with our day, and we're going to move on with our week, and we're going to clear the cords that are connecting us to this person, place, or situation. And then as we move ahead, we're going to relax and we're going to chill. All right, sound good? So if you're not driving, or if you are somewhere that you can kind of relax, don't do this when you're doing an activity, obviously, be smart about it. But if you have a moment where you can just sit and relax, I have a short meditation here to sit with Archangel Michael and cut cords. It's going to sound pre-recorded because it is. It's off my YouTube channel, which means that you can go to my YouTube meditations channel, type in Michael cords, type in Michael dissolve, because we dissolve cords, and that meditation will pop up, and you can put it in your liked list, and you can kind of save it as watch later, and you can do it whenever you need to do it. Okay, or even if you go in the description of that video, you can purchase it from my store, download it, and you can dissolve cords whenever you need to. Okay, so sit back, relax, and enjoy this, and we'll come back at the end, and we'll feel so much better. Okay, here we go. Hello, this is Lisa Beachy, Spiritual Intuitive Reiki Master. Today we're going to do a brief exercise to work with the Archangel Michael to dissolve the cords to a person, place, or thing that no longer serve us. I want you to get into your mind's eye, someone or somewhere or something that you are ready to release the energetic cords to, dissolve any connections on a negative plane. Taking a deep breath in through your nose. As you exhale, drop your thoughts down into your heart and feel it expand with love. Feel as the creator of all that is comes into the room as we ask permission to dissolve these cords and move forward. Feel as the permission is granted. Take a deep breath in and exhale. As we now ask the Archangel Michael to step forward, coming up to your side, feel his strong presence and love and overwhelming comfort and protection, knowing that he is one of the highest and oldest of the Archangels, working directly under the Creator of all that is. Take a deep breath in as you adjust to his energy. And exhale, bringing to mind the person you are ready to release. It may be someone in your life from the past or present. If you're thinking of a place, such as somewhere you used to work, or a house or a location, imagine yourself in that environment. Take a deep breath in. With crystal clarity, bring this person, place, or thing to mind. Feel the energetic bonds, much like strong ropes or spider webs, connecting you to this item or this person. See them in your mind's eye as energy cords. Now we're going to see as the Archangel Michael takes his hands, starting at our crown, the top of our head,
You see his glowing hands start to run along the outside of our body. And as he does, the gentle dissolving of the cords takes place. As you're envisioning those cords attached to that which you're releasing, see where they are located, and as the Archangel Michael very gently runs his hand about an inch from your body through your aura, those cords are very lovingly dissolving. And as they dissolve, they work their way, dissolving gently towards that person or place, sending love down the cord as it goes, sending blessings and love to that which you're releasing. Feel your heart lighten. Feel your aura as it gets cleared. Take a deep breath in. And exhale as his hands go over your chest and your back. Feel as his arms gently move along your body in your aura, going down your legs, knowing that he's not touching you, but he is running his hands through your auric field. Seeing those cords very gently dissolve, there is no snapping, there's no breaking. It's just a very gentle dissolve of energy, sending in a pink light back to the object or person. Waves of love as we release the negative feelings towards them. Feel the breaks as they go down through your legs. You may have some ties through your knees. They dissolve gently as he goes over your ankles. And it wraps and tucks under your feet. Take a deep breath in. And exhale as the Archangel Michael stands back up, the job complete. I want you to feel as the creator of all that is starts to send white light and loving energy down through your crown, filling your auric field like a bubble. Remember to breathe through the process as God's light fills the holes and the gaps where the cords once were with loving energy. Feel as the energy slides over our body, filling in any gaps left over from the cutting or dissolving of Archangel Michael. Feel the energy as it fills down our body, filling that space between our body and the auric field with white, beautiful, sparkling, glittery light. It starts to go down over our knees and pool under our feet. As you take a deep breath in, I want you to feel the energy as it's absorbed into each chakra, and it's absorbed into every cell of your being. The crown closing up now. Feel yourself as a beautiful God filled with love, spiritual being of light in a physical body. I want you to feel as though you're overflowing with God's love. Now in your mind's eye, I want you to think of that person, place, or thing that you were dissolving the cords to. Just think on them. Bring them to your mind's eye. And I want you to be aware that you have the memory of them, but the emotional ties have now been released. All the negativity and fear is gone. You have the memories of the places or the persons and what's been done to you, but the anger, fear, resentment is now released. The cords of fear have been dissolved, and the places in between have been filled with God's love. We'd like to say thank you, Archangel Michael, for this beautiful service you've done for me today. And thank you, creator of all that is, for everything that you do at all times. My name is Lisa Beachy. My website is lisabeachy.com, and I want to thank you so much for again allowing me to be of service to you, to help you work with the creator of all that is and his wonderful spiritual beings. I want you to have a wonderful day. And congratulations on releasing these ties you've carried around for so long. Amen.
Now, wasn't that just wonderful? So wonderful. How do you feel? Okay, so we're going to go into our week, and we're going to be accepting and loving and caring. We're going to choose to be happy. We're going to trust that God will take care of those things that we cannot control. And we're going to release them. We're going to change our mindset, and we're going to work on what we can work. My name is Lisa Beachy, lisabeachy.com. This is Spirit Salon with lisabeachy.com. Make sure that you definitely subscribe to the podcast. If you have iTunes, I am in iTunes with these as well, so make sure you mark me as a favorite or whatever you iPhone or people do. And I look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you for joining me. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.